Okay, so this Jussie Smollett thing, and then we'll get into it. We're going to take a citizenship test, and by we, I mean Eva versus Todd, and then whoever gets the most questions right, then you will score Josh Groban tickets for a listener. She's really nervous about it. Okay, Jussie Smollett, this whole thing. Yeah. As a gay person, obviously I've been following this closely because, you know, I was involved in an anti-gay thing, and, you know, friends have been, and, you know, some people I know have gotten beat up pretty bad, you know. So then you hear this and you go, oh, my God, he was jumped. You know, he was called racial homophobic slurs. They put a noose around his neck. They dumped bleach on him. They beat him up. And you're like, oh, my God, this is awful. I can't believe this still happens. Right. This was our reaction when we first heard the story. Right. Right about this time, we would report it in the news. And then it was like, oh, my God. And then it's a reminder, like, you know, things are getting better. Southern Maine is very tolerant compared to the rest of the country. But they're still bad, even in a city like Chicago. Right. We do all this. Right. And then it starts to get weird. Yeah. Right. Like, and there were points where, like, you know, off the air, we would have these talks like, I don't know, what do you think? Do you think he faked it? And I was like, I don't know. It's getting weird. And as a gay person, I really feel bad about jumping to that conclusion.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because it's like there are so many times that victims don't come forward, whether it's an anti-gay attack or domestic violence or whatever. People don't come forward or sexual assault because they fear of not being believed. So it's like you don't want to ever say, well, he could have faked it, because then it could quell people who should come forward because they're victims. You know what I mean?
Right. And what does somebody have to do to make us believe them in the future?
And that shouldn't be the case, right? We should believe victims first. And then if it turns out, you know, because most of the time, why would you go and pretend to be a victim?
Yeah, it's pretty elaborate.
And now that's what we're asking, because it seems like he's paid the guys to do it, to get attention.
Right. But not only that, went on Good Morning America and cried.
And cried.
So, I mean, it wasn't like, okay, I messed up even thinking about this. Like,
he doubled down.
Yeah.
And his whole family is coming to his defense. So here's the awful thing that we're stuck with now, right? If he did stage it just for attention, then it diminishes, you know, especially as an out gay black actor.
Right.
It diminishes the experience of real victims. You know, like, how awful a person are you that you're so self-centered that you need to fake it and do that?
Right.
You know, why not release a song if you want attention? No, you're going to pretend to be the victim of a hate crime?
And what was the end goal? Like,
right. People feel bad for you? It's so weird, right? And then on the flip side, what if it really did happen? And this whole, you know, that it was staged or paid for or whatever is part of the alibi of the people who did it. You know, it's like, doesn't seem like that's what happened at this point. I mean, if there must have been evidence if they went and arrested him, right?
Yeah. And I mean, what was the motive for the two Nigerian guys? I mean,
well, maybe they just don't like him and they wanted to, you know, they were flying out to back to Nigeria the next day, you know, so maybe they thought we'll do this and then we'll get out of here.
Yeah.
So who knows? I mean, you could almost
find
on both sides. So, but if he faked it, that's so frustrating. Why would you do that? And it's, by the way, it's not even like, he's not even that popular.
Well, right.
I mean, the show Empire is, we watched like a season or two and then it just got ridiculous. It was just like a soap opera. You know, it was entertaining, but then they put out these songs and, you know, and his character on it was openly gay. I mean, it was a great character.
Was it like a lead character?
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. But then it was like, oh, I didn't get enough attention.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, well, I had to Google him when I first heard the story. So,
by the way, when you do Google him,
scroll
down his credits, and you know what you'll find?
What?
Mighty Ducks. Fun fact. Fun fact. Jussie
Will that
Smollett.
Help me in my citizenship test coming up?
Jussie Smollett was in Mighty Ducks. He was a little kid with what's his name? Emilio Estevez.
Oh, God.
Right?
Yeah.
In Mighty Ducks. You're probably going to Google this now, and you're going to go, oh, my God, I can't believe that. Google Jussie Smollett, Mighty Ducks.
Okay.
There you go. You have to sift through all the news stories first. But on like page 7 of Google, because I kept clicking, is him in Mighty Ducks.
Okay.
There you go. There's my fun fact for the day.
We won't forget that one.
There you go. All right. Blake and Eva Show. It's 8:12.